Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have a new schedule this week and every week. First hour, we talk about health issues as well as all kinds of other things. And I have the brilliant Lowell Ponte, who has been an author on many different fronts, including think tanks, etc. He has a very interesting analysis and letter. Of course, he has this course. We'll talk about this at the end. His book, which he co-authored with Craig Smith. And you need to obtain that book. It's free, no charge, no postage cost, nothing. But Lowell, I'd like you to talk about the antidote for the October surprises. This article is very important. It's about the hypocrisy of the left. The latest thing that I've seen is actually the comments by Donald Trump, who's activating his base by talking about the, the craziness of tourism to have babies and then become American citizens. And this, by the way, is a misinterpretation, you can tell, from the law over 150 years ago that basically tried to make sure the blacks received full citizenship and were ex-slaves. This law did not appropriately apply to people from Russia or China or anywhere else that are coming here as tourists to have their babies that would become Americans to receive benefits until they're 85 or whatever they're dead, which may be with extended life technology later than that. Tell us what your antidote is.
Oh, well, first, in that legislation, which, among other things, became a constitutional amendment, the author, the lead author, explicitly said, here's who this doesn't apply to. It
right.
doesn't apply to the children of foreigners who just happen to be in the country, such as the children of diplomats.
Right. In fact, I think that clarification... I saw one of the former deputy attorney generals kind of make a statement that thinks that this is going to require constitutional amendments and a long process. I don't believe that. I'm half a lawyer myself, and I can tell you I can pick up a law degree in a year, having done a lot of legal stuff for decades and decades.
There's a reason why the people who take this point of view, almost all of whom are Democrats, who want a huge influx of illegal population.
They want new voters, right? New Democratic voters.
Of course. But
yeah,
the point is... as that was set up, originally for about the first 100 years of it being law, nobody used it to give citizenship to ordinary people who just happened to be visiting the country. It just wasn't done.
When did they start, and who was the politicians that did this, which obviously it's been going on for at least 2 to 4 decades.
I want to say it didn't even start being used that way until the 1950s or 1960s.
Right, so you're talking about the last 50 years, maybe. And obviously some political people thought it was a good idea. The fact is, though, that it's very clear from the wording that it's a misinterpretation, and I think that Donald Trump is perfectly able to pass an executive order, and I don't think it's going to require congressional approval or even Supreme Court. I think it's just a matter that I saw the Fox News report. In the last 15 years, 5 other countries, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, and others, have actually gotten rid of this. And in fact, we're the last country to get rid of birthright citizenship, where if you pop your baby out there...
I thought Canada still had birthright citizenship.
I don't think so.
But it's in any event, it's no more than the U.S. and Canada. Every major evolved country in Asia, in Europe, and so on, has gotten rid of it.
Right, and it doesn't make sense either. But what's going on is, and I know this is a fact because I have contacts, that they would fly jets from China, go to a place called Chino, California, where they have this kind of, you know, birthright tourism, and they actually have a jet packed with pregnant Chinese mothers. Part of the problem is when they went from one child to two child policy in China, if you're not high up in the party, you don't necessarily get citizenship for your second child. So they actually fly here so their second child goes back to, say, Shenzhen or Shandong or some other city in China, and their child is not a Chinese citizen, they're an American by birth, and they don't even have Chinese citizenship. So what China's done basically is encouraged this. We see it also from Russia, which is supposedly we're about to have a big war with, and there's Russian women flying to Miami and having their babies, and they're Americans. It's ridiculous.
Sure, and as critics have pointed out, it's actually preferable to have a child from Latin America come here and actually be raised here, thinking like an American, seeing the world from an American point of view, rather than have someone fly back to China, have all their emotional and life loyalties with China, but just on a technicality, be an American citizen who can come here. Of course, the other thing is, in the age of the welfare state, it's very different when we were a young republic. And
right.
As a joke I used to tell, there was a fellow named Harry Golden, who was a Jewish writer in the Carolinas, and he used to say, when my parents came here, they believed that the streets were paved with gold. When they got here, they discovered three things. Number one, the streets were not paved with gold. Number two, the streets were not even paved. And number three, they were the ones expected to pave them.
Right.
And so the ethos in the early American days was, yeah, you have opportunity. You can come here. You can work yourself very hard. And if you're lucky and work hard, you have a good chance of succeeding in the
right.
United States. But nobody's going to give you anything except that opportunity. Here, we have 55% of all the illegal immigrants who come to the United States immediately go onto the welfare state, immediately reach into your pocket and mine and begin drawing out money that they can live on without working, if they wish. This has all been made quite possible. In fact, it's even encouraged by that same Democratic Party that wants people to be its voters because they're dependent on the Democratic Party.
Well, I think also they're panicking because we're seeing now, since the MAGA situation here with major black leaders and musicians and so on, that they're double the support for Trump now since he was elected, which is now probably at least in the 30s or even low 40s of their population. And that means that the Democrats are doomed. Now, I know they talk about a blue wave. I can't understand it. I mean, maybe they think it's the millennials, but the millennials don't tend to go out and vote. And what I see happening is the Democrats, even if they temporarily take the House, they're committing suicide because, in fact, it's almost more of a guarantee that Trump will be reelected if the Democrats take the House by a very narrow margin. And if they do, the amount of destruction, subpoenas, and angst that's going to occur because of the Democrats will virtually guarantee a massive sweep of the House and the Senate and the presidency for Donald Trump.
And it gives Trump an immunization, because now he can say, things were lousy when I got here, I fixed the economy, and then the Democrats took over the House. And look how the economy went up when I was governing, and then plunged when the Democrats took control.
Exactly.
Therefore, yeah. Everything wrong here is the fault of the Democrats.
Well, you can actually say that. And it's not really a difficult thing. When I hear Barack Obama trying to say that he kind of started everything, the man is a narcissistic, self-important maniac, and really is an idiot. And what he's done is he was destroying the country, destroying the military with sequestration, and doubling the debt. And then when they say, okay, well, we're concerned that they're going to pass a bill that will get rid of pre-existing conditions coverage, I guarantee you that Trump is not going to do that. Just like he passed a bill to improve the cost of drugs and VA, you can go to find a doctor if you can't get into the VA quickly. He's doing it in little pieces, not one big giant bill like Obamacare, which even had death panels in there. And believe it or not, maybe it's a joke, but they actually had the guillotine as a ICD-9 treatment. Maybe if all health else fails, they'll just behead you.
Well, that might be getting rid of your weakest part. Who knows? You mentioned my column, The Antidote for October Surprises.
Right.
That daily.
Right.
behind that, there is a deep medical question or scientific question from my
go ahead.
View.
Yeah, because I want you to ask the medical questions when you're on now. Because
just weave back into the different facets of my column. The question is, the founders of this country were frankly terrified of democracy. They saw it as a way to mob rule. They saw it as a way to collectivization. They saw it as a way to break the country apart into factions.
Right.
Their word for political parties, faction.
Right.
And the point is, in our heads, there is the individual self, that if you're being held responsible for what you do, if you're reasonable, if you're practical, if you deal fairly with people, they'll generally get along quite well as an individual.
Right.
But if you're ever gathered into a lynch mob, if you're ever collectivized into a group, people will do horrible things as a mob they would never do as individuals.
Exactly.
Is that what democracy will do this November? We'll talk about that.
I have a feeling that partially that may be true. Back in a moment with Lowell.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We're now back with Lowell Ponte. Lowell, recrystallize your question. I'll try to give you a hopefully not too technical answer, but one that's prescient, understandable, and explains the reason why the controlled demolition of our economy is occurring, like the Tocqueville mentioned several hundred years ago, that every democracy will eventually vote values and benefits to the population that will eventually destroy the actual republic that it was built on originally.
Oh, indeed, because the politician always sees benefit to himself in buying votes.
Right.
And he's sitting there not only with the money of taxation, he's usually even sitting there with the printing press that allows him to make all the money he wishes. All he has to do is spend it. But, of course, all those people who don't work, you face a tremendous danger in splitting the population into those who don't work at all and just take whatever largesse government gives them, and those who work very hard and are, frankly, after a time, tired. Well, they're like Ayn Rand in Atlas Shrugged. You remember that was a novel
right.
about the working people of a society being those who actually create things, who develop new products and so on, saying one day, why are we sitting here being raped to pay for all these people to ride for free in the wagon, and we're being taxed to death? We're going on strike. This was Ayn Rand's point.
Right.
What happens if the productive go on strike? Well, the politicians aren't producing anything. In fact, the only thing politics makes is war. So if the politicians cannot have creative people who can be robbed, sheared, milked, have their productivity stolen from them to pay for all of this, things tend to fall apart.
Right.
And yet the difficulty is, as Friedrich Bastiat, famous French political author a half century ago, put it, government is simply the illusion that everyone can live at the expense of everyone else. But there's somehow enough here that if we just redistribute it politically, everything will be fine. Everyone will have everything they need or want. And that, frankly, is the path to death in a society. That's a society committing suicide. That's a society in which fewer and fewer will work, And, well, and fewer will work because they're being robbed, either because they're being robbed, or why work when everything will be given to you anyway? Why
right.
work when you're going to be paid $50 an hour, whether you work or not?
Well, this is the poison that killed the people that were genetically very hardworking people before the rise of the Soviet Union 120 years ago. And the same in communist China. I mean, they have a problem there where they have a huge part of their population. They're now being marginalized, and even by social media. And so what I see happening in America, and again, this ties into the world debt. The world debt's like 350-some Earths. And the debt is basically politicians borrowing from your great-grandchildren from the future, like a time machine, to
right.
pay for things so they can get reelected by giving you things that you don't deserve or haven't earned.
Sure, and as Thomas Jefferson said, every generation is its own country. It's living separated in time and space from other generations, and to put that debt on future generations is to carry out basically an act of war by one nation against another.
Right.
By the older generation trying to live at the expense of the younger generation by piling debt on them. And at a certain point, people just won't or can't pay that kind of debt. By the way, the real debt, nobody knows how much we owe, but we know this. If you count in all the gimmickry that government uses, and that includes the false mechanisms that operate like money, which are called derivatives, you're talking about, several hundred quadrillion dollars. I mean, forget about billions. Forget about trillions. We're talking about quadrillions of dollars here.
Right.
And that's more money than is produced by all the countries, by all the productive agencies we have. And we now have a society in which the average person making a middle-class living without some kind of government assistance simply couldn't make it. So
people
need to be propped up. But, of course, the more you prop them up, the less productive the society becomes.
Yeah, I think there's also a transition, what I call the singularity transition. And there's several components. But the first component is I see with the toxic effects more and more behavior that indicates the frontal lobe is not in control in a lot of people. I don't think the younger generation with the toxic effects of fluoridation and GMO foods and demineralized food is as smart as our generation in the 50s and 60s. Unfortunately,
there's a measurable decline in IQ of at least 6 points.
Per decade.
Well, I've seen it just total.
I'm just being sarcastic, but there is a measurable decline. What I also see is, I see another thing. I see the rise of what we call the social justice warriors in the universities, and now it's not considered reasonable to dialogue to find a solution. For example, my solution to health care is you can't take a broken system and give it to everybody. It'll bankrupt the country. So you have to fix it first. And to fix, for example, health care, number one, you need functional preventive medicine, which I teach, and I teach it to doctors anywhere in the world free. I just charge my time to review the charts. Number two, you need it. It's like having a fancy car. You have to take care of it and change the oil and the fluids and everything else, or the vehicle will either stop on the freeway or you'll have a terrible accident. I think the second thing is we have to realize that we have a predatory class of attorneys. We have one quarter of the attorneys in the world, and those predatory class are a big part of the cost of health care. And the third thing is we have what's called corruption. The district of criminals, I call it, or district of corruption, basically is the richest area, the richest, most expensive homes in the world. And the reason for it is that these people are basically bought and paid for. So people go into politics and realize if they don't raise money more than any prostitute to stay in politics, they're out. And they have to constantly compromise in order to be able to stay in the political office they're in. So what we have is a situation where politics itself is noxious and against the people. The political process is against the people. And some of these people are so bizarre. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She can't keep even her bizarre ideas straight, or Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. And when we have a non-politician like Donald Trump, who's just a business manager, the media and the politicians, both left and right. Look at Paul Ryan. This guy, his father, is a father-in-law, is a major member of these globalist organizations. So he doesn't want birthright citizenship to be taken away. We have to. It's ridiculous. We also have to have an immigration day where industry and states have to say, we need so many people to come in here who could apply for citizenship, and we'll offer so many positions, like a Bracero II program, to have work visas, period. When your vote freezes over, you go.
What the globalist organizations want, of course, is to erase the boundaries altogether. Or as the common chant of the political left now against Trump goes, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
Right, and people have to sort of get it.
There's no immigration issue if there's nothing to immigrate to.
I've had a dialogue with a young person just recently in their late 20s, and they think it's obscene to have actually nationalism. They think it's similar to nationalism in Nazi Germany. I had a discussion with that person, and I thought, this is bizarre, but this is exactly the idea that young people have now. They think to be a nationalist is an obscenity and anti-Christian. Weird, isn't it?
It's weird, and it, of course, is silly, because Marxism does the same kind of division of people. It just does it in the name of class.
Exactly. But even with Marxism and the Soviet Union, only 10% of the population can belong to the Communist Party, and they can always get things in the gray building down the road. Right?
Right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let me summarize. I think that there's a shift over time to go away from frontal lobe activity and personal responsibility to groupthink and lack of empathy. Because when you get in groupthink, you don't have to be empathic. You just have to think, everybody, for example, when I talked to this younger person and they said nationalism is a form of obscenity that's anti-Christian, it means they want groupthink. They don't want to be empathic or take personal responsibility. If you take my hard work and what I've done, is not somebody else's right, but I can show compassion if I'm empathic. Now, compassion can be, for example, and this is my idea of a healthcare plan. Number one, you get rid of malpractice, and you have mediation. So you monitor doctors more closely. You also allow alternate pathways for people to become a physician. So if you're four terms or five terms, let's say, as a medic, and you're putting in chest tubes and doing surgery in the field, you probably, over a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, can master the database if you're above normal intelligence, and then go to a surgical center to prove you're actually a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
just to emphasize what you were saying about lawyers, there are four times more lawyers just in the city of Los Angeles than there are in the entire nation of Japan.
Right. So my feeling is, like Tacitus, and you mentioned this quote a few weeks ago, as law increases, so does tyranny. In fact, the fact that we have it's no longer a pocket constitution, it's a 3,000-page document, because between the Supreme Court and Congress, they reformed it so many times that basically it's unrecognizable. And what people have to understand, if you were truly an empathic Christian or a son or daughter of the Most High God, there would not be starvation, there would not be a need for law, there wouldn't be a need for police or military, there wouldn't be a need for a lot of the things that we rely on. In fact, the dialectic of the expansion of the left and right going more and more insane, and again, maybe the right's not doing so much, but the left. For example, they try to blame Donald Trump even for the death of these 11 people in Pittsburgh. How insane is that? When his daughter is
understand the people who are blaming is a radical left-wing Jewish group called Bend the Ark. Now, what most people don't realize is Bend the Ark was created in 2015, not by George Soros, but by the son of George Soros.
Right.
Its entire purpose is to be a left-wing politicized organization that can push a far, far left globalist agenda.
Right.
And if Jews think that they can just do away with nations and that they will be fine after Israel is destroyed, they've got another thing coming.
Well, there's 14 million, but they could easily disappear. I mean, people don't understand this. And unfortunately, I've talked to this with religious Jews like Josh Bernstein and my good friend Jonathan Rothschild, who are both Jews and good Jews, is that a lot of the Jewish population, 90%, are either agnostics, apostates, or they believe in a form of Judaism that basically is Babylonian Satan worship, with the Sefer Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon. And people don't understand this. And I'm not criticizing Jews. I'm criticizing a lot of these intelligent people because the religions could become so bizarre, have become atheists, agnostics, and uber-leftists. And they're bringing down destruction on their own head. For example, a borderless world is extremely dangerous to Jews because people don't understand this. The people of the book, the Jews, brought the Bible to the population of the Western world, which was a basis for a Western democracy and the rule of law. Now, it's not perfect because, as de Tocqueville said, people will eventually vote for themselves to collapse the economy. And I see that happening right now. Here in California, we were voting a number of propositions. I just finished my ballot this morning. And it's insane, all these propositions. They're basically going to take and take and take. I was over in Arizona last week, and the price of gasoline is half the price it is just across the border in Arizona. This state, I call it California, it's nuts. It's so crazy that I'm hoping John Cox gets in, because if Gavin Newsom gets in, oh my God, it'll be an OMG moment, won't it?
Well, we now have this this bizarre politics where the left, for example, has a new slogan, which is Medicare for All. Boys and girls, you're not going to get Medicare for All. If you're lucky, you'll get Medicaid for All. Meaning,
it'll be inappropriate Medicaid.
Okay. But Medicare is only available to people who have paid in a large portion of their lives.
Right, and it's not
if you strip what they've saved in order to pay for a system for everybody, then there won't be enough for anybody.
Right, and in other words, the people that do need it, and when they say about pre-existing conditions, look, I worked in Canada before I came to the States many, many years ago. And I can tell you, the socialized healthcare system kills people. I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. If you want functional medicine or advanced medicine or interventional medicine to save you or your mama, if you had a stroke, heart attack, or regenerative medicine, forget it. It's not going to happen. And so they don't understand this. Yeah, you're going to get generic drugs, and you're going to get no advanced kind of interventionary care. And if you got something really serious, well, they're just going to give you a lethal injection and put you down. That's what happens.
Yeah, and it's just as irrational as you mentioned the shooter in Pittsburgh, killing people at the Jewish center. The interesting thing about Robert Bowers and his "All Jews Must Die" screaming and yelling is, who was his number two enemy in the world? Who is the single American he hates the most? Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump, he sees as a Jew. He sees as America's first Jewish president. He sees as someone who's been very friendly to Israel, for example, which certainly both Republicans and Democrats lately have not been.
Right.
We see the surrealism, by the way. This is not unusual that Louis Farrakhan and other virulent anti-Semites are so close to the Democratic Party. If you wonder about this, let me give you a leftist source so you don't have to trust someone like me, a libertarian.
Right. Right.
The progressive rabbi Michael Lerner wrote a very interesting book called The Socialism of Fools, Anti-Semitism on the Left. As he explains, anti-Semitism is endemic to the left because racism, like socialism, is a collectivist philosophy. It doesn't view people as individuals. It views them as members of groups to be put in the same shoebox together.
Right.
That's where anti-Semitism comes from. That's where all racism comes from. That's where all socialism comes from. And so you're creating a democratic politics that is inherently inclined toward anti-Semitism.
Right. Even if it's irrational. And, of course, it's like saying that all Catholics are bad. No, they're not. For example, yesterday we talked about this, of not doing Halloween. There's a lot of Catholics that are very much against it. There's a lot of Christians that see, realize there's a lot of apostate things in Christianity. They're trying to correct it. Right?
Right. But, I mean, you see this strange falsehood in all these recent cases of October surprises. The thing in Baltimore is one of them, where the entire protest against Trump was coming from a George Soros son, in a created left-wing activist group trying to gain political advantage by exploiting this horrible tragedy. Then you see the crazed man Cesar Sayak arrested and charged with mailing more than a dozen bomb-like gadgets. I'm not sure Democrats invented him, but he is manna from heaven for them.
Oh, yeah.
To the extent they can exploit him, because what were they being accused of by millions of voters? Of encouraging violence in the population. And now they can suddenly say, oh, well, here's a right-winger who was mailing bombs to Democrats. None of the bombs exploded. None of the bombs would have worked.
They were like a set movie set prop.
Yeah, and more than that, when you go into SIAC, who was he? He was a striptease dancer who had worked for, what is the name of that, Chippendales, among others. He is a one-time member of the left-of-center Green Party. He may say he likes Donald Trump, but the van in which he lived was covered with absolutely perfect, immaculately, wonderfully arranged Republican propaganda bumper stickers and the like, and there was not a scratch on any of them. Now, you tell me, in a major city these days, if you had a van covered with Republican bumper stickers and literature, and you parked it out on the street for 5 minutes, do you think you'd come back and find it intact?
Not likely. You'd probably be burnt to the ground.
And yet this guy's van was absolutely untouched. It was immaculate. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heavens.
It does, and of course, I think it's
wrong with it.
Well, I'll tell you what the reason why, and I mentioned this on the Friday show last week with the Granada Forum, which we'll have posted up on Deagle Network. Globe will also be at StopTheCrime.net with Deborah Tavares. The globalists are in a panic because there's a global event about to happen that is forcing the globalists to try to get their timeline very quickly. When we come back, I'll explain what that is, because the tribulation is coming around the corner, but it's one that's a planetary and galactic event. There's a hard timeline they're pushed against, and they're trying to get everything accomplished, even if it looks obvious that they're insane and evil. That's what's going on. Back in a moment. You'll be surprised what I'm going to say.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The antidote for October surprises. You have a book that's part of the antidote with your co-author Craig Smith. How do they obtain? What's the title? How do they obtain it? And what's the phone number to call to get it free with postage already paid and everything? It's not a cent required. And this book, otherwise, if you'd ordered it at Amazon, it costs you between $20 and $30.
And you'd be giving that money to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, who could then exactly buy more papers like Washington Post, right?
So this is absolutely free and postpaid. All you do is call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, Money, Morality, and the Machine. The seventh book Craig and I have done together, you see him about once a week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
So I guess what you're saying in your thesis is collectivism means you stop using your frontal lobe and you become an animal. It means you're also less empathic, so you do things as a collective group like a mob you wouldn't do as an individual. It means also you don't take personal responsibility, so you always eventually destroy society. And that, by the way, is not just communism. Socialism, as a lighter form of communism, even democracy with voting, eventually deteriorates when politicians decide to take your great-grandchildren's money and spend it today to stay in power.
Right.
And we're now at the point where
being an individual madman who kills Jews at a synagogue, you become part of a caravan. They now have three of them coming up from Central America. And the bet that the left is making is that Donald Trump, in dealing with this, will either have to just stand aside and let them come in, in which case he'll be viewed as ineffectual before the election, or stop them by force. And if he does that, I can almost guarantee you they've already picked the women and children who are to be killed and injured, and then will be shown by the media immediately as evildoers, making Trump the evildoer and the villain in all these atrocities, even though he had nothing whatever to do with it. So you either stop them or you don't stop them. Either way, Trump loses in theory.
Right. Well, I think the optics are awful, but there is a simple solution to it. Don't wait till they get to the border. Send down buses and military personnel and border people. And if the people are going to vet to actually work, put an anklet on them and track them and put them in a work camp where they can't get off the camp. And if they're not, ship them back to their home country. Or if they're criminals, and we know they're, let's say, in a certain gang, you need to contact the home office and say El Salvador or Honduras, and they need to go straight to jail. I mean, honestly, a lot of these people are actually already demonstrating that they're criminals, aren't they?
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, theoretically, it's only a misdemeanor to cross the border of the U.S. and violate our immigration law. However, if you conspire with others to do it, and this conspiracy now includes communist China, communist Venezuela, a whole number of individual organizations, including several run by George Soros.
Right.
This has all been plotted out very carefully in advance. It's an expensive exercise. It's already cost at least $25 million to bring these little caravans. And this is all with an attempt to carry out a conspiracy to violate the immigration laws of the U.S. That conspiracy is a felony.
Right. So I think we're basically at that level where these are felonious acts and they need to be treated as such, and they need jail time.
I think so, yes.
I think also the media needs to be sanctioned now. It's now time to de-license newspapers like Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. They're doing a soft coup because they're calling for a coup. I mean, when they do a ritual sacrifice of the president in Central Park and cut his head off in proxy, this is not acceptable. You know, when you hear comments like, I'm thinking a lot about, you know, how to attack the White House. You say that, you need to go to jail. You need to wear orange.
Sure, and only days ago, the New York Times again published a short story depicting how President Trump could be assassinated. A Russian brings a gun to do it. His gun doesn't melt or it malfunctions, and so he's offered a gun by a Secret Service agent to kill Trump. I mean, this is more than cynically obvious as to what the left really wants here. But this is the collective mind. I mean, we become less and less thoughtful individuals and more under the sway of the collectivism of Satan.
Yeah, and of course, I think that that's the form of, in a sense, geopolitical, if you want to call it, indwelling of demonic powers and memes and ideas. And when you hear the comments, the lack of common sense logic from people like Christian Sinema or Beto O'Rourke, you say, these are not rational, decent human beings. What's wrong with us? Because you look at them, you think they're human like you and me, but they aren't. There's something really missing, isn't there?
There really is. And if you look at someone like, this FBI agent, Soz, was it? You see absolute craziness in their eyes.
Right. Are you referring to that FBI agent that worked as a kind of a counterintelligence with the CIA, and he would actually arch his mouth and eyes like, you know, like a wild animal about to bite?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what
Come
you mean.
On. And to think that these were the people who had political control over that aspect of our government, it's truly chilling.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that we're in Armageddon, and we're not decades away, we're months and years. And we're in the seven fat years. This is the last part of the first fat year. And I believe Trump will come back. In fact, if the House goes to the Democrats, which is unfortunately, I'm losing hope that the American population has enough sense to realize this is suicidal to vote Democrat. But if they lose the House, Trump will be even more guaranteed to have an enemy to prove that he needs to be reelected, and he'll sweep the House and the Senate, and the Democratic Party will be completely annihilated. They have to reinvent themselves, make all of them Democrat, but it will have no recollection to the current Democratic Party. Secondly, I think what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing American policy is going to be brought in one way or the other. I mean, if Trump has to declare martial law, he's going to. But this thing about birthright citizenship when I hear the comments of people like Feinstein and other politicians like Paul Ryan, I'm thinking, how can you defend this? You're crazy. This is not even decent. It's obscene, isn't it?
It is, and basically they've taken control of both political parties. That's what this last election in 2016 was so fascinating over, that the media, acting as the agent of evil in the world, actually tried to control the selection of the candidates on both sides. It gave Donald Trump $2 billion worth of free airtime so that he could swap his Republican opponents.
Right.
And it did much the same for Hillary. So, in other words, it was going to control the puppet on both sides and let people believe they were seeing real democracy when, of course, they're seeing nothing of the kind.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? So, again, your book, how do they obtain your book?
I think the founders of this country were so concerned about democracy because it does appeal to our collective mind, our herd mind, the kind of aspect of human thought that can turn us into a lynch mob or into a mad group of stampeding animals who can easily be run off a cliff.
Right. And what I see, as I call it, the, what do they call it when we have all these lemmings? I call it the lemminginocide. In other words, what I see happening when I had this dialogue with this young person, young people don't have the sense to know what they're doing is suicidal. Unfortunately. People our age, unfortunately, one of the worst things is they don't dialogue with young people anymore. And young people, because they feel they're so cybernetically and otherwise advanced, they think old people are demented, so we don't have any accumulated wisdom. Unfortunately, that's the case, isn't it?
Alas, it is. And I've now become, I still remember the shock I had a few years ago when I realized if I died that day, no one would write in my obituary that he died young.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
I'm,
what I see happening, though, is I see a society that is becoming cybernetized, I call it. That's why if you have a cell phone or an iPad or computer, you're always attached to, which is why it's toxic for children. You're becoming more of a herd. We see herd mentality. In the universities, we have social justice warriors. We see it in the public domain where the media thinks they can always attack anybody who is nationalist. In fact, nationalism is considered an obscene idea. The idea of personal autonomy and even responsibility is considered weird. That's really strange because it's persons that create new technologies, not groups. It's persons that create new businesses and ideas to create the future. It's not groups. And whenever you have group mentality, it always destroys and decays, doesn't it?
Well, remember, they denounce not only nations, they also denounce individuals. And yet, when you ask who are the rulers doing this, they themselves live behind walls. They live with enormous personal wealth, accomplishments.
Right.
And they just leave it for the rest of us to be their puppets.
That phone number again to call to get the book is?
800-630-1492. Like 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus failed the
ocean. And the name of the book is?
Money, Morality, and the Machine.
And I think that's what we're talking about today, isn't it?
It is.
We're seeing a population decaying from frontal lobe activity to amygdala and reptilian brain. We're seeing people go from personal responsibility to groupthink and mob mentality. We're seeing politicians on the left and right or right don't want even to have a nation state. No ICE, no America, no borders, a global world run by the global elite cheap masters. And all we need to do now is to geopolitically brave. Right?
Right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.